Physician. And my special guest tonight is a friend here in Stoner, Ray Gunthart, that is an engineer and has some amazing stuff. And I've looked at Ray's stuff now for a couple of years, and I think you guys are going to be fascinated. So welcome to the show, Ray.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That. And let me just give the listeners a quick little kind of why I have you on the show, besides the fact that you're a friend. Also, Ray just developed this stuff called a Stargate Light, which I have now added to the Vortex and has really ramped up the power, and it's very interesting. So Ray's going to tell you about how that came about and what it does, and then we're going to talk about some things that might be a little bit scary, but, you know, we do have a solution. So let me let you go ahead and give everybody a little how do you do about yourself, you know, who are you, where are you from, you know, all that background type of stuff. And then let's talk about your Stargate Light and the other stuff.
Yeah, certainly. I'm born in Switzerland and earned 2 degrees. One was an automotive technology for a degree, and then mechanical engineering degree. And I got a little tired of the narrow-mindedness or maybe limitations of space or so over there. So I decided I wanted to immigrate to the U.S., so I did, and I did that in 93. And then I started to study Tesla's patent and came along all kinds of sort of very interesting things that I tried out to find his theories, what he must have known to create his devices. And out of that came several projects that I made on Tesla-based, and then I moved on further into light energy technology once I got a pretty good grab on Tesla technology. And I was wondering, you know, how could I really do the best for mankind? How could I help all beings, not only humans, but all the animals, etc., because we have some very amazing evolved animals on this planet, too. If you think about the cheetahs and dolphins, etc., etc. And I wanted something that is very easy, it's absolutely safe, it uses the highest frequencies, it helps in the mental processes, in awakening, in awareness, in balancing chakras, energizing people, et cetera, et cetera. And I came up with about 24 devices. And by far the best was the Stargate Light, because it's just so easy, has no moving parts, and it's literally attracting cosmic energy or cosmic light through that device and recharges people with a device where everybody is basically to some degree depleted off, unfortunately, but that's the planet we're living on, or did live on. It shifted up a little bit, but still the situation is still here. But it's nothing to be anyhow afraid or concerned about. It's just something to know, and also to know that there's a solution there, as is with any other problem that we're experiencing in this time of turmoil on this planet. But again, we need the turmoil. It's actually good to have turmoil in a not positive energy environment, as we experienced, to be able to break it up and shift into a positive energy environment and actually help to the whole planet to shift into that and then stabilize it and increase the frequencies even further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. I mean, we need to have a little bit of the stuff that we don't like in order to create the change. It's like, you know, when people go in the vortex, sometimes I have them say that, you know, at some point their life crashes.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that happens is because they went into the vortex and what they asked was for everything to change. And I keep telling people, be careful what you ask for because you will get it. And they don't believe me. You know? And so they go in there and they want to change everything and then all of a sudden life goes to hell. Now when they come out the other side, they're doing a lot better because they got rid of all the toxic people and situations in their lives and they've completely turned around and gone into alignment with their path. But they mm-hmm. have to go through the muck first, you know, because they've asked for such deep change that pretty much everything in their life gets thrown out. And,
exactly.
You know, it's
yeah.
something that happens with the planet, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's, as you said, you know, you ask for things and it will come, and it's coming faster and faster because as more and more of the frequencies rise, the faster the manifestation in the physical plane is happening, you know, the split second you ask for it, it's already there in the energetic world somewhere way up, and it's got to densify more and more until it hits the physical plane, and then it hits you, and then you go, oh, I better be ready for it, and
yeah.
if you allow it, then it happens, you know.
Well, yeah, and I got to tell people, too, I was just in the projector room with your Stargate light over it. And guys, when you see these pictures, you're just going to be amazed. Actually, I put one of them up on my MySpace account, myspace.com/quantumvortex. You know that picture that I sent you, Ray, with the cones of light coming down?
Mm-hmm,
I put one of those
mm-hmm.
on the MySpace account so people could take a look at that. And I was just in there before the show, and
mm-hmm.
I was doing some work. And all of a sudden, one of the projectors, the light that was bouncing off, it started beaming me in my eye. And that normally means that there's somebody there that wants to get a message across. So I grabbed the cameras. I got fabulous pictures. I mean, they keep changing because with the addition of that cosmic light in there, it's,
mm-hmm.
it's really ramped up the whole projector room. And I keep telling people, you know, I use the projectors as a base. And then I have all this other stuff that I keep continually adding to it. And I've got one of my friend's symbols in there, too, to see what would happen. And I got to tell you, it was just really amazing. You know, I've got probably another 100 pictures that are absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, like when you're in a haunted house or looking at the haunted house, like in the movies, and they show,
mm-hmm.
like, these flashes of light, and it's like the whole TV screen goes sideways, you know, and there's, like, streaks of light going across it. That was happening. I didn't happen to catch it on the camera, because by the time it focuses, you know, that kind of stuff is gone. But
mm-hmm.
it was really interesting, because that was going on. That's never happened before. And then I saw this face. I mean, a regular, you know, regular-sized man's face. It looked like a Yul Brynner type, you know, in The King and I, you know, completely bald, and that kind of a face popped up right
mm-hmm.
in front of me. And I took several pictures and didn't catch it. But I did catch a face kind of
mm-hmm.
off to the side on one of the other ones. Now, all this stuff, I mean, we've got faces and stuff that we've had in before. But what I'm trying to explain here is the energy got ramped up. And it was really, really interesting to see the difference, because I can tell the difference in the pictures, how much energy's there. And so that was quite fascinating. And, you know, listeners,
mm-hmm.
when you sit down underneath one of these Stargate lights,
mm-hmm.
it's just so relaxing. And Ray, I'm going to have you talk about what your dad, the physician, has found with this stuff. But I got to tell you, I sat underneath there and I kind of fell asleep the other day. I was there for an hour, and you know, just was totally relaxed. And all of a sudden, I woke up and I went, "Wow, that was the middle of the afternoon." You know, nice place to take a nap.
Yep, yeah, they really do recharge you on several levels, and it's. As I said, we are so depleted of all the energies because with the 60 hertz currents that we have, that actually ramps up our brainwave frequencies, Mm-hmm. And we also have positive ionization in the air itself, and that kind of like works against us. And what this means is the brainwave frequency, that's according to my own research, is the carrier or envelope frequency of all the other energies that we contain. So the higher the brainwave frequencies, the more oscillations per second you have, and that means the amplitude becomes smaller. That means the less power. And now you're sitting under a Stargate light, whether a blue, a purple, a violet, or a white one, it instantly recharges you with cosmic energy, and that's the basic core energy where every being and everything is made of. It's all cosmic energy. And that means it amplifies the magnitude or the power of it, which means it slows down your brainwave frequencies to the much more desirable lower ranges, all the way down into theta and delta and even sub-delta. And when you're in that kind of a phase of recharging, it may actually take you out of your body because there's so much going on in your higher chakras and energies, in your light bodies, etheric body and astral body, that there's momentarily not enough energy there to keep your physical body awake, and then you kind of like fade out, and once you're recharged, then you come back, and then you're totally recharged, you know, and that's what happened to you, and that happens to me too, you know.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I actually had a lot of energy. I had a ton of work to do yesterday. My phone didn't stop ringing all day, practically. And the between the computer and the phone, I was like, oh, my God, what the hell's going on today? And, I mean, I was ready to go take a vacation. It was that intense. And so when I sat down, it was like I was out. And I know somebody was talking to me. And I don't recall all of it because I kind of startled awake, you know. But I had plenty of energy. I went out and did some stuff yesterday, and then I sat down at the computer and worked until about 2 a.m. again. So it was really interesting to see that difference and to feel the difference in the body. And remember, the first time I sat underneath one, I started feeling pain in different parts of my body. And I thought that was really interesting that you said that the stuff comes up from deep inside because of the energy. Now you've got enough energy to throw the stuff out. And that was bizarre. I mean, first I started having like little shooting pains here and there. And then it was like all of the area over my ribs pooched out and got hard. And I was going, okay, now that's really weird. It was like I was pregnant or something, you know. And it totally pooched out. And then I had, like, these lumps coming up. And they were hard, and I could feel them, and they were kind of painful. I was going, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
You were telling me it was all just, you know, the diseased cells and stuff that were coming out. And I thought, that's really interesting because, you know, I mean, I've been through a lot, but I keep myself pretty clean internally because, you know, I know how to eat and, you know, what vitamins and minerals to take. And so that was really interesting. But I have to tell you, I can definitely feel the difference since putting that Stargate light up. And for you people who are going to have us come out and do a quantum vortex gathering again as we go in the United States, we're bringing one of them with us. And we are also, we have a different configuration on the vortex now, which is more powerful but more gentle. So it's really kind of an interesting thing. We're having more intuition popping up, you know, more psychic abilities, more healing abilities, more manifestation abilities. And I've just been tickled with some of the manifestations that I've done. They've just been really funny. And it doesn't happen, you know, when you're really concentrating on it. It just kind of happens when you get enough emotion charge behind it. I manifested a $100 bill the other day, and I was pretty impressed. I said, oh, let's manifest more of those. And I mean, it's funny, you know, it's really fun doing that kind of stuff. So, so I think that, you know, if people could understand that what's coming down through that is the cosmic light or the light from the central sun, and but that's really what everybody's made of, and it's of the unadulterated essence. So in other words, it hasn't been mucked up by all the forces on this planet that have done their job on us.
Exactly, that's
the important part. Because otherwise people are going, great, more light, so what? You know, what if I can't take it in? But you don't have to do anything to take it in, do you, Ray?
No, it's actually the only thing that I could think of that's important is to really want it and to be ready for it if somebody thinks or just forces themselves to believe it doesn't work, then they block themselves from accepting these cosmic energies.
Mm-hmm.
But then they should stop for a minute and say, why do I not want to insist on my cosmic rights and accept the cosmic laws? And find a reason why they want to be in pain or why they want to carry on with their injuries that they accumulated over lifetimes after lifetimes. And every time they reincarnate, it's getting worse and worse because during the whole lifetime, you just accumulate injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And every injury, every disease, every infection, every accident even, is a low-frequency event. And if somebody has, for example, an injured heart chakra, just for instance, that's where it attracts low-frequency energies. And every time it gets attacked, it gets lower and lower, until at some point it actually can die, and people can still live with a dead heart chakra, but, you know, what a life. And all they have to do is realize, I'm not really helping myself here. I live, and everybody does. Everything exists to evolve. That's the cosmic plan. And once they realize, I can heal, that means increase the frequencies, and in case of healing, as you experienced and I did too, and many, many people have been under the stargates, had the same experience, suddenly there comes a pain, and that actually is nothing more than a bottleneck in your energy flow. That means the energy cannot flow through that particular point. And it can be in a chakra, or between chakras, or between minor chakras, for example, between elbow and wrist or so, at exactly that point where injuries happened, and you feel that pain because the energy cannot flow through, so then the bottleneck has to open up by the stargate pushing energy through it. So we just meditate on whatever is anyhow connected to this, what I'm feeling here, heal it. And you just meditate on that or focus on it, your thoughts on it, and allow it to happen. And it goes through very quickly, and that's all there really is to it. And that's how the Stargate Light works, because then you direct the energy the Stargate Lights bring to you. You direct it then to exactly that point, and you help the cosmic energy of going there just by thought, which is very powerful, to just focus on the healing of that, meaning the increase of energy, and then it heals really fast. And with that way, you can heal things that are medically incurable, and they can heal in a very short time. Sometimes it takes a little longer, but it always heals, you know?
Well, and that's an interesting point, too, because I remember reading a lot of Marcel Vogel's works years ago, like 20 years ago or something. And one of the things he talked about is that humans used to have the same ability to heal that a lot of the amphibians have, that we could actually regrow arms and legs and everything else. But that the reason we couldn't do that anymore was because we had a lack of energy, and it was a lack of the rare gases upon the planet. And he was talking about xenon and Halon, and I forget the other ones now. It's been too long since I've read it, but it was really interesting. And so it interested me when you were talking about the cosmic light coming in and infusing all of your cells and actually being able to create a healing space in there. And it made perfectly good sense to me. And so that's why I wanted to have you on the show, so the listeners would know there's something else out there, because, you know, the Enlightened Medicine Show is all about, you know, bringing out interesting things for people that they might want to try and, you know, seeing what's the new stuff. Because right now, the way that medicine is going, although reluctantly, you know, with by the drug companies and everything else, but the way that it's going is energy. And, you know, in 10 years, we're going to look back on these times we've had in the last 50 years and go, how barbaric, you know?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, and, you know, energy is really, that's really all we need. We're made of energy. So, I'm just thinking about your Stargate light and the energy twirling through it. And people, if you go to the info section on, if you're on the show live, go to the info section and you can see there's a picture of Ray and a picture of the Stargate light there. Ray, go ahead and give them your contact information and the website and all that stuff right now before we forget.
Oh, yeah, my website is SedonaTrueHealing.com. I'm healing as in singular. And there's, on the website, you can find all the email and phone number. And if you have something to write, my phone number here is 928-301-8181. And if I'm not answering the phone, then I'm with a client or making Stargates, actually myself. They're handmade. So just please leave a message, and I will get back with you as soon as I can, and I'd be more than happy to answer questions, even though the website explains quite a bit of it. It's more like, many customers call it a PhD, but it's, I think, just the necessary information there that people can understand it and come follow it and make an educated guess about what may be right for them, and I'd be more than happy to, you know, assist in what they need. I also do energy work, and I can find what kind of a Stargate light is best for someone, or if they need a healing session or so. It's all an energetic process, actually, to look at that and read it over a little bit and feel also what you're gravitating towards. But look up the SedonaTrueHealing.com.
Okay, great. And also, listeners, we are going to accept callers. If you have questions about any kind of engineering stuff, or one of the things that, and I'm not going to divulge the stuff that you told me, Ray, because I don't know what you're wanting to have out there. But you've had some really, really interesting experiences with some technology that you've invented. And I told you, we can talk about anything on this show as long as we present a solution. You know, you can't scare the crap out of people and leave them like that. You know, we have to have some solution for them. So if you want to go into that, that would be lovely. And but before we do that, I wanted you to talk a little bit about the self-contained homes that you designed that would, detach from their moorings automatically if there was ever a huge flood or something like that. I think that would be interesting for people to hear about, too.
Yeah, certainly. That's on another website of mine. That's at raygunguntech.com. That's R-A-Y-G-U-N, like a gun, and then T-E-C-H.com. And those buildings are basically a self-contained double-hull stainless steel building. They look pretty much like similar to a dome, or it's kind of like hard to describe. It's one of sacred geometry shapes, and as an option, they can be mounted on a floating platform when, if there's a flood or so, they just float and detach themselves. The reason why I did this is we are exposed to so many negative energies and frequencies and microwaves and what have we. And I found out if we build a Faraday's cage, which is basically a negative energy shield, around a human being, also basically a house, that shields off a lot of it. Now, we do need windows, etc. And if we go in a double hull, that's a hull inside a hull, that does shield off a lot of all these negative energies coming through.
Mm-hmm.
So it blocks off these unwanted energies, but because it's not restricting from the energies from coming from the planet, you actually get saturated by that. And it resonates by the shape and the rough dimensions of it. It accumulates the Earth energies and also cosmic energies into the material, stainless steel, which is a very high-frequency material, accumulates it, and you actually enter an energetically charged space versus a cube or cuboid space that's an energy depleter as a traditional house. And a traditional house is the reason why people just long to go out every once in a while, because they are depleted and they have to go outside. The human stands upright, so we actually act as an antenna standing in the ocean of Earth energies and cosmic energies. That's why people love to go outside. They love to go hiking on top of mountaintops and stand there, enjoy the view, but also recharge as an antenna on top of a mountaintop. And these, especially the shape of the so-called supernova, exactly charges itself up in its interior, so you're in a positively charged energetic structure. And that was one of the ideas that got me up to the Stargate lights, which was, okay, that's still expensive. You've got to build a house. What can I do to make that as affordable as possible so as many people as possible could enjoy that? And by putting out Stargate lights, they would also charge to some degree the whole area they're living in, so they would spread that good energy out even further. So that was that whole story, how I got to those Stargate lights from the supernova, actually.
That's pretty interesting. And, you know, I've always thought I'd love to have one of those homes because they'd just be cool, you know?
Thanks. Thank you. And you can throw them out in the ocean in a hurricane, and all you need is to make sure you don't get seasick and have a fridge that works in a generator. You'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's float along. You never know where you might end up. But you got to bring your fishing pole, too, just in case, you know?
Yeah, that would be nice. And, yeah, if you hopefully end up in the Pacific so we can catch a few salmon.
Yeah, really. And then let's talk about what your dad has found when he uses these Stargates, too.
He had some very interesting results. He's a medical doctor in Zurich, Switzerland. And I sent him one of those Stargate lights, the blue one first. And I thought, well, let's see what he thinks, because I knew he was a traditional medical doctor. And he said, Andre, called me back and goes, Ray, this is amazing. I could not conceive how powerful they are. So I gave him instructions, okay, try to meditate on this. Did you feel any pains and such? And we went through that whole sequence, and I did some healings on him. So I then told him what the healing sequences are. I sent him one of my books that I have as a workshop manual. And then he started to seeing patients, and he ordered more Stargate lights. And now he has all four of them. And it was pretty amazing. There were some people, for example, that are 70 years old or 77 or so. And one gentleman had for decades and decades a pain in his hip because he had a back operation in one or two vertebrae. And to operate those vertebrae, they had to take bone out of his hip. Ever since, he had pain in his hip. And he had another accident where some splinter literally flew in his eye and cut his retina.
Wow. In,
yeah, he had double vision in one eye.
Mm-hmm.
So that must be really confusing. Doctors told him, look, it's impossible. Nobody, nothing can do anything about it. Until he got invited by my dad to sit under a combination of two Stargates. So he did, and first it was kind of like a little bit weird, a little bit pain, not much, but it was a little more than usual. And then it came again for another hour under two different Stargates, an hour total. And it took about another week, and then the pain started to diminish, and his double vision in his one eye started to fuse together again. That was after 2 hours of Stargate exposures.
Wow.
He also had a patient of multiple sclerosis. She's a young lady, and it's a fresh case. It's not an old case, you know, but the old cases, he said, that's a little bit really tricky because people are basically used to, you know, these limitations, but somebody who's just got it a few years ago, they still have the fight and the bite in them, and they want to get over it, so they really want to heal. Mm-hmm. And he put her under the purple Stargate, and after the second time, she had another, they have like this stages where they continue on the current level, and then they get another hit, and they get worse, and then they stay on the little bit worse level, and then comes another hit. And after the second exposure, a hit started to happen, and it stopped. Hmm. The hit did not happen. She did not get worse. She stayed there. And they also have kind of like a tendency of being helpless or feeling, I don't know what exactly it is. It must be a really very difficult situation. But that lady always called her mother every few minutes. After that second exposure, the whole afternoon, there was no call from her. Her mother checked on her. She was fine. She was actually relatively happy. And that lasted for several weeks. And then she had another exposure of a Stargate, and she seems to be really doing better. And there's a lot of hope that these kind of medical conditions can be healed, because it's actually coming from the core energy, which is the cosmic energy. And multiple sclerosis or any injuries or diseases or accidents or whatever we had, it's all about the frequency. And if somebody had some injuries where their spine was torn apart, and we've all been there, we're just not aware of it, but it can actually heal those injuries and get the energies flowing through again, provided, of course, the chakras are still alive, because it said somebody can have dead chakras, but that's no bad news, actually, because you can revive dead chakras and find missing chakras and revive them and then heal them energetically over energy healing in an energy session, and then expose them to the Stargate, and that just accelerates the whole healing process. So it's actually many of these kind of things you experience in so many different aspects. It was kind of like he was perplexed at first, and then he realized how much power it has. Mm-hmm. I've seen here, from, for example, a waitress burned her hands to the point where she could hear this hissing sound of her skin burning. She comes over like 3 hours later, her hands blistered. I mean, really blistered. And she was distraught and everything, and in pain, because burn injuries are severe. I said, yeah, okay, Lynette, sit under that Stargate. What do you want to drink or so? I grabbed the Solarcane aloe vera burn cream. Mm-hmm. And, you know, made her as comfortable as I could. In 1 hour, the blisters were flat. They were white, but they were flat.
Mm-hmm.
And she could kind of like barely touch it. Another hour later, she could gently rub her fingers and hands. She said, it really doesn't hurt anymore. Another hour, she could rub her hands and grab things and goes, this is amazing. This is like 1 week of healing in 3 hours.
Yeah, see, that's
next day, she went to work and was fine, and everybody looked at her. Didn't you burn your hands yesterday? Yeah, but see, I went under the Stargate.
Yeah, see, that's the stuff that interests me. My listeners know that I'm always looking for the most elegant solution, you know, and what I told people, you know, as far as healing the psyche goes, is I want to find the one word that you can whisper in somebody's ear, and they are instantly enlightened, and their soul is healed. That's what I'm looking for. And the same thing with physical healing. You know, anything that we can do that will restore the truth, which is, you know, really that we don't need healing. But see, this proves to me that, yeah, when the cosmic light comes in, I think what it's doing is it's doing more than physical. It shows up in the physical, and I know that it's giving energy to the physical body, but I really feel like what it's doing is it's going far beyond that, and it's actually reminding us that we're more than this. And it's kind of like, you know, when you do hypnosis on somebody and they're in deep hypnosis and you tell them that you're going to burn them and that they're now being burned with a torch or with a cigarette or something like that, and the skin will actually blister and they'll be in terrible pain. And what you did was you put like an ice cube or something against their skin. And so it's that kind of thing where you know there's more to us than most people know. And
absolutely.
So, yeah, whatever's happening with that Stargate light, I think that it's, you know, it is changing frequencies, and it's changing it in the physical body because it's changing it higher up. And it's kind of giving you that little piece about, hey, remember this? And then you go, oh, yeah, there is no skin. Oh, yeah, there is no me down there. It's just a hologram. And then you change it.
The way I look at it, our highest consciousness is the closest to the cosmic frequencies. Mm-hmm. And the lower, the further down and down and down we come towards more and more denser or lower frequency, more into physical body, the lower our frequencies and get into at the end of a very low frequency physical body. But it's all in a ratio, in certain harmonic resonance ratios, all the way down from cosmic energy all the way into our physical body. And now if we expose our physical body to cosmic frequencies, then that increases the frequency of our body, it equalizes the frequency through our body, and that allows then for massively accelerated healing and energy that's required for healing, even if it's supposed to be impossible. But see, it's only supposedly impossible according to comparisons where we are depleted of cosmic energies.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I'm looking forward to traveling with this and seeing what happens in the vortex too, because you know I'm looking to give people the most peaceful and loving experience along with the most powerful, and so this is why I keep adding things to it, and finding these combinations. It's kind of like, you know, the way I treat people as a physician. Is I throw everything at them. I do shotgun therapy is what I call it. And I'll throw everything at them that I know is going to work. But, I mean, it's a combination. It's not everything there is. But it's a combination of things that I intuitively feel is something that's going to work on that person. Because I believe it's the synergy. And just like taking the Stargate light and putting it in the vortex, it's the synergy. Because these things are powerful by themselves. But then mm-hmm. when you start putting them together, it's kind of like when you add people together, you know? You get this mix that is oftentimes very wondrous. And so I'm very much looking forward to traveling with that and playing with it more and you know, seeing what happens with it. Because I think there's more to it even, and I think it's going to continue to develop. And I think, you know, we'll see how things go as we travel, but so far it's been really interesting. And like I said, I've got some fabulous pictures. And the other thing that you might talk about just briefly, too, is what you're able to do with readings on people. I got to tell you, listeners, I had this weird thing happen. I was kind of like, I was asleep, but I was conscious, you know, doing the lucid dreaming. And I heard somebody walk in the door to my condo. And I kind of freaked out, you know. I mean, I knew I was, my body was asleep, but I was still awake. And so in that lucid state, I jumped up and yelled, "Who's out there?" And this guy came like right to my bedroom door, and I tried to shut it. And he kept saying, "It's Elmo. I'm from the railroad." And I'm like, "What?" So I'm trying to close the door. And I finally get the door closed, and he kept going, "Let me in. I'm Elmo from the railroad." And as soon as I got the door closed, I woke up fully and came back to my body and jumped up and checked out there. And I went, "What in the heck was that?" So listeners, I was talking to Ray this afternoon. He said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "He's a ghost." And he said, "He's been wandering around. He's lost in the astral." So if you guys have any questions and you want to talk about that, Ray's pretty good at seeing those things, you know, and doing those kinds of little helpful things. And I was telling Ray earlier that, man, I've had stuff happen where I've been sitting here by myself, and the cats are sitting there quietly asleep, and all of a sudden it's like somebody else is in the room banging things around, and I look, and I don't see anything, and I keep going, all right, I know somebody's here. So it did help me a lot to know that it was this poor lost soul who apparently has gone on his way now. So thank you for that, Ray. And
you're welcome.
Yeah, and listeners, if you have any questions, you know, we can go late tonight if we need to because there's nobody on after me, so that's kind of the advantage of being in this slot. And and so if anybody has any questions you'd like to ask Ray, you know, whether they're metaphysical or engineering or, you know, spiritual or whatever, do give us a call. We've got about, 15 minutes left otherwise, so get on the phone if you want to ask any questions because Ray's able to do some real interesting things, and he's pretty darn intuitive. And I got to tell you, you know, the way that I met Ray is, didn't we call you up, Ray, my assistant and I at the time? And we called
you
up.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it was about that experiment you had going with the vortex.
Yeah.
I was curious, and I wanted to experience that, and I thought, well, okay, let's see what this is, and that's how we met, yeah.
Yeah, and what was really interesting was some of the stuff that you were telling me, which I'm not going to divulge over the air, but it was pretty interesting. And listeners, you know that I kind of know a lot of stuff that's going on behind the scenes somehow because people just walk up to me and start telling me things, or I meet these people. And so Ray kind of piqued my interest because he was talking about some things that are real, that are things that he's invented and are quite powerful. And so when Ray, you know, when I found out he had these Stargate lights, I said, I had to call Ray up and ask him about this because I knew they had to work, Ray. You know, as they say, the proof's in the pudding. And, you know, we had one guy running around town that was claiming to be a Pleiadian, and he'd show you this picture of these like beams of light in a ship and say, "Oh, see, this is one of our ships." And this guy was, like, totally whacked. And he was running around telling everybody he could melt cell towers with his mind and you know, all this kind of stuff. And we're like, well, okay, you know, that'd be a good thing to see, so let's see. And I think you were running around investigating that, too, weren't you, Ray?
Yeah, I was.
All these claims. And so, yeah, so I know a couple people that went running around with this guy and after a couple weeks said, "Nah, it wasn't real." I said, "Duh." and not because it's not possible, but because, you know, there's a lot of people that that are losing a grip on reality. Now, the real reality is not here, but nevertheless, what we call reality here. And so, you know, I've seen a lot of people in town here really lose their grip. And not that they ever had a firm hold of it in the first place, but, you know, I've seen this happening. And so when somebody comes along like that, and you send a scientist and an alchemist out to go take a look at what's going on, then you know whether it's real or not in this plane of existence. And there are plenty of people out there who could melt buildings and cell towers and mountains and anything else that they wanted to with their mind. But you're not going to hear about them most of the time.
Yeah.
So that was kind of one of those things where you go, well, it'd be really nice if this guy was for real. But it turned out he wasn't. And so, you know, there's been some interesting things going on out here, people. And you know, you guys that have listened all the time, you know that, because you've heard me talking about some of the wacko stuff that happens here, including, you know, me getting irradiated by the black helicopter. And I thought, you know, this is crazy. All I'm doing is sitting here with my little projectors, trying to find out how they work, and, you know, seeing what to do, and they come over and they irradiate me. That's very rude, you know?
But it's also a confirmation, you know, that they are so afraid of what they try to suppress, and no matter what they're trying, it just doesn't hold up because somebody comes out with it, whether it means stargates or projectors or what have we, or realizing our own powers, and that's what they're afraid of the most, especially with all the fluoride they put into the toothpaste and the drinks and maybe even food or so, because they're doing that to suppress the pineal gland. Because the third eye cannot work really well with a fluoride-contaminated pineal gland. But you know what? You can energetically clear that out and then allow, not force, but allow the third eye to awaken. Mm-hmm. You clear out the pineal pituitary gland. You heal it. You revive it if you have to. And then you can see and know and realize, and that's what they're afraid of the most, because then everybody will see right through them, you know, than even now on the facts, you know.
Well, the other thing, too, is I think I've mentioned on the show once or twice before that they have put chlorine, bromine, and fluorine in pretty much everything that we eat and drink and use on our bodies and in our bodies. And what that does is it takes up the sites where iodine would be. And now iodine is what your thyroid has to have. And we've got over 80% thyroid disease in this United States because the sites are all bound by bromine, chlorine, and fluorine. And they've actually found now that there's a link between breast cancer and several other cancers and the ingestion of fluorine. So, and the lack of iodine. So the first thing I do with people, you know, if you've got over 80% of the population that's hypothyroid, and then after a while you go into Graves' disease or Hashimoto's thyroiditis because of this stuff, then, you know, you're looking at a major problem. What it does, it makes everybody tired. It makes them not think as well. It makes them unable to get that spike that they need to bring up the highest consciousness. And I used to call it throwing an anchor up to my highest consciousness. And I mean, it is a physical feeling when you throw that energy from your heart center straight up. And it goes many levels above you right to the heart of the highest self. So it's really important. So one of the things I've been telling people for years is to stay away from soda drinks. Because they're full of that crap. I mean, there's stuff in the soda drink that you wouldn't believe. There's furniture polish. There's, you know, there's fluorine. There's so many things in there. And then the carbonation is not good for you either. Now, it's not that I don't ever drink a soda, but, you know, I don't drink them on a daily basis. And that's the whole reason, because it really causes a lot of problems. The other thing is, like the fluoridated toothpaste, what it does, it leaches the bone out of your bones. So now when you know that's happening, now here's the other piece. The majority of people in the U.S. have got petrified pineal glands and petrified pituitary.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the problems. Now, the pituitary and the hypothalamus and all in that area in the center of your brain, that's the master gland area. Everything in your body, including your consciousness, depends upon that little area in the center of your brain. And if you listen to Fred Bell, he talks about how the hormones are the first molecule of consciousness within the body.
Mm-hmm.
And now, when you're looking at the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the pineal gland, all of your hormones are made up in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're regulated there. So now what do you think is happening if the first unit of consciousness in your body that comes directly from the source can't get through because they're all petrified?
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, you know, I mean, the things that are working against us are on a huge scale. They've been planning this for a long time. And it's the reason behind the funding on so many of these things, when you find that they found something to do. And, I mean, you know, a lot of this stuff started back when, you know, Hitler had his doctors performing experiments, and they did awful, humane experiments on people. They learned a lot. You know, they know a lot of things to do to people now. And so it behooves us to move above that. And I keep telling people, rather than getting all your supplies together and trying to find a cave to hide in, what I suggest you do instead is develop your spiritual consciousness and learn how to just phase right out of this dimension into the higher dimension, because they can't follow you, and their machines can't follow you either.
Exactly.
All you got to do, we're talking like a tenth of a hertz. You know, you don't have to be extremely powerful to do this. What you have to be is a person who can generate love. And so it's really, really important to work on that. The thing I like about the Stargate lights is that it's very gentle, it's very loving, it's very calming energy. And, you know, anything that we can do to stay in peace and to keep ourselves in that vibratory level, that's a higher level, is really important. And let me mention this before I forget. If you guys are not aware of 10 million clicks for peace, if you go to my website and click on the little yellow tag that's on every page except the first one, it says click here for peace, and just click on that, it'll take you to the website. I'm leading the peace meditation next week. So that's on a Tuesday. That'll be the 8th, April the 8th. And it'll be at 6:15 p.m. There's a call-in number. You have to go on the site and sign up, and then there's a call-in number, 6:15 p.m. Pacific. And it's just a 10-minute meditation, and then we have a sharing portion after and questions and all that kind of stuff. I wanted to mention that before I forgot, Ray. But, you know, the thing that those of us that are leading these meditations are doing is trying to help you guys stay in the space of peace, because that's our way out. And like David Icke is saying now, you don't fight for peace, you peace for peace.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a whole
different
way of looking at things. So so all I can say is, thank you, Ray, for your portion of this. Because
you've
made something that is just really awesome. It's really cool.
Thanks.
And it's affordable.
Yeah, that's the whole point, that everybody can use it, and, you know, you can also meditate, Andre, or just focus or think of, you want to clear your pineal gland, your whole body, allow the third eye to open and heal all your injuries, purify food under it. If you put chemicals, which are very low frequency, under the Stargate, it basically rips apart the molecules of these chemicals, or of many of them, and they're basically without any effect anymore, or severely diminished effect. So everything I eat first goes under the Stargate for just 15 seconds, you know?
And I got to tell you, listeners, too, I hadn't seen Ray in about a year because I've been so busy. And when I went over to look at the Stargate, I went, Ray, you look so much younger.
Really?
I looked at myself in the mirror. I went, man, I look like I've aged 10 years in the last year. Of course, not a lot of things happened to me, but still, I was really impressed, Ray, because, you know, you lost all your wrinkles, and you just look so much more alive and so much brighter. You know, you're shining, you know, so you're really, your energy has really changed since you started doing the Stargate stuff.
It really, I think, you know, the biggest boost I got when I did a healing on Apsu, our son, because she was at the very beginning stages of going Nova.
Wow.
That was the time when everybody had a sunburn from half an hour of being out, and it lasted for a week or so.
So
I did a whole healing on Apsu and recharged her energies. And I told her telepathically, she's a being like everybody else. It's
right.
Just a planetary being, but she's a fully conscious being. I told her, look, conserve your energies. If it gets a little colder here, that's fine. You come first. So conserve your energies. Go from shortwave radiation to long range. And go from negative polarity to positive polarity.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 days later, people said, I can't explain it. I used to have really bad sunburns, but now I can be in the sun all I want. If I get a little bit of sunburn, 2 days later it's gone. And, you know, that was all it takes. We just have to come from a absolutely well-meaning, not anyhow selfish or so, but just absolutely wanting to help from your heart each other and all other beings around us, because it's all us. It's not I'm here, somebody else is over there. No, we're all one, and all the planets as well. And the respect and the honor and all these very highest vibrations, if we radiate those out, we increase not only our radiation, but everybody else's. And that's an important part.
You know, I remember when my teacher, Torkin, used to talk about the planetary beings, and he said, every star that you see out there, every sun, is actually a being who once had a physical body. And now they have these planetary bodies, and he said, what happens is that as you evolve, you know, you have the choice of how many beings you're going to affect. And at some point you're going to take on the responsibility of being in charge of the lives of an entire planet. And he said, no, the sun is an incredible being. And he said, that's a being of such great love that what you're feeling is actually the radiation of love from that being. And we derive life from that. And I thought that was so beautiful. And I mean, this is part of the Ageless Wisdom teachings. And so, you know, every time I look at the sun or I look at the stars, I say thank you, because we're alive here because of their love. And you know, that's part of the love of the divine creator. You know, we're all in the soup together, as I like to say. And so it really is a great example of, you know, we exist and we help everybody else that we can. And that's a beautiful thing. And the people and the beings who are against that, you know, they don't realize what they're doing. You know, they're ignorant. And it doesn't mean that they're stupid. You know, because they're very evil, very, very brilliant, very nasty beings out there on quite a few levels. But they can only go so far. And once they bump up against the glass ceiling, then after a while of doing that, they get tired of it, you know, and then they come back and they evolve. And, you know, we've all been there, done that. also, you know.
Yeah, or maybe they just have to crash and burn, be recycled as pure positive energy, you know.
And so that's their choice, you know, and you kind of look at that and go, well, you know, okay, but my choice is this, and I'm not going to play that game. And so I keep telling people, just stand up and say no. You know, quit thinking that these beings have any control over you, including the people that are in government or anything else. Just stand up and say, no, I'm not going to play that game. I refuse. And then what are they going to do? You know, when enough people get together and say that, I mean, they're trying to kill two-thirds of the planet anyway. So, you know,
exactly.
What are you waiting for? You know?
Right. But, you know,
you go, no, I'm not playing.
You know, there's actually a really simple thing that you can do if you just know that there are cosmic laws and rights, and you insist on them, because that's actually one of the core problems we're having, all this mess on this planet. There's a slave race and the master race, because the slaves submit themselves willingly to the masters. If we say, slaves, goodbye, we're done with that. We, you masters, goodbye, we're done, bye-bye. Just tell them that over and over again in your thoughts, and insist on your cosmic rights and the cosmic laws, because the most fundamental cosmic laws is freedom and abundance and love and all these very high frequencies, and you insist on them, and you ask for them, and you say, I want my cosmic laws and my cosmic rights, I insist on them, then, again, first it materializes in the energetic planes and comes further down and down until it manifests physically, that you can observe it and touch it tangibly with your physical body and your senses that you're aware of. And it's a very powerful tool, and we have to do that, you know.
Yeah, it's everybody's responsibility. You know, this is not the time where we can sit back and relax. This is the time where everything that you do and every thought that you have and every action that you take has to be life-affirming, and it has to be in the direction of evolution and enlightenment, or you're going to get left behind. You know, that's just a simple fact. So so it's a choice. You know, I watched people for years sitting on the fence. And I think it was about 2 years ago, I started saying, you know what? You can't sit on the fence any longer. You're going to go to one side or the other. The sorting process has begun.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, this is a little work to do these things, but, you know, what are you going to do? It's like when I was given the choice of whether I was going to even get this equipment to start with, whether I was going to go down this road, whether I was even going to have a radio show. I mean, all these things were things that that pushed me to the mat sometimes. And it took everything that I had. And I did them because I know, you know, I have this knowing of what's going on. And I said, I'm going to give it my best shot. I'm going to do the best that I can for everybody, including me. Took me a while to say including me, but yes, including me. And that's it, because, you know, the time is short. And now there's a lot of people on the planet that are now coming out with their inventions, that are coming out with their word. There's a bunch of us light workers all starting to link up, and we're all saying the same thing. Just say no to the masters. Just say no. You know,
well,
we refuse to be slaves. We refuse to play this game. And we command and demand our rights as cosmic individuals.
Exactly. Everybody is their own master, you know. And technology and spirituality, not religion, but spirituality, have to go parallel, otherwise it's not stable. But the more evolved we get, the more spiritual we become, the more technologically advanced we become, and all these barriers and all these paper laws and all that nonsense and all these politics and all that, that's all going to fly away because it's all of the negative, that's force.
Mm-hmm.
And they can have all the force they want because it's a low frequency, and every low frequency will be overridden instantly by high frequency energies, by knowledge, and by love, and by all the good intentions, and by power, which is pure positive because it's again linked to the cosmic powers. We derive all from there, so we just have to insist on our cosmic laws and rights.
Exactly.
Realize we are our own masters. We don't need a master, you know?
Right.
We don't need a president of the Fortune 500. We need a leader, you know, somebody with power, with pure positive energies. And we should actually see the auras of the politicians. Because
mm-hmm.
then nobody would even think about voting for any one of them because they would just laugh, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So.
And with that, I think we need to wrap it up. So thank you
mm-hmm.
for being on the show, Ray. It's been a great pleasure. And
well,
listeners, whether you're listening to this live or on the archives, hopefully this has given you some new information to deal with that's going to be helpful. And and if you catch us on a Vortex tour, then you will get to see the Stargate in person and experience it. So, again, Ray, thank you for being on.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was a great pleasure.
Yeah, it's fun. So, thanks a lot, and we'll have you on again to talk about some of these other things.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'll be interesting and, you know, enlighten
mm-hmm.
people a little bit more. All right, so now I am going to say goodnight. So, thank you, listeners. I love you guys. And now you're going to get the underwater remix of the theme song. And as always, until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty night. What I do then I'm with me. Why do you think you just want me? On my children's side, we will lost me. Right through the day, we need to know me. Awaken, 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 awaken